We have now come to the culmination of the Easter season. So tapos na talaga officially. Pagkatapos ng misa natin, matatapos na rin yung season of Easter. Okay? So it culminates on Pentecost Sunday. And after this Mass, pagkatapos ng misa na to, the Paschal candle will be put off and it will be hidden already. No? Tataguin na yan. Supposedly, nilalagay na lang yan sa baptistry. Wala naman tayong baptistry. Yan dyan yung baptismal font natin. So ilalagay na yung Paschal candle natin dyan sa baptismal font. Now, as we come to the culmination of the Easter season, we end with a grand celebration of the coming of the Holy Spirit. Okay? So titingnan natin, i-review natin yung nangyari sa atin. No? Just before we enter the season of Easter, we went through a period of preparation. We call it the season of Lent. No, it was a preparation, preparing our heart for that grand event of the resurrection of Jesus. So nag-prepare tayo with the season of Lent. Then we went through Holy Week. Okay? It was all a preparation. To remind us that on the Good Friday, nung Biyernes Santo, we should be reminded about death. Good Friday reminds us of death. And many times, pag mga patay na yung pinag-uusapan, when we talk of death, our natural tendency is to fear it, natatakot tayo, and we try to not think about it. But Good Friday reminds us of death. All of us are going to die. Amen? Walang nag-a-amen. Talagang takot pa rin talaga sa kamatayan. Alam nyo, hindi ka makakaakyat sa langit kung hindi ka mamamatay. Okay? Flesh and blood will not inherit heaven. That's why there is a need for us to encounter death in our life. And we should not be afraid of it. Because Jesus has already conquered death. Amen? Death is not something that we should be afraid of, but it should also remind us that our life here on earth is temporary. Life is short, sabi nga nila. So whatever problem you're going through, may katapusan yan lahat. It will end. Whatever it is that you're enjoying here on earth, it will end. Because everything you see around you is temporary and it all ends. Everything here on earth ends in our death. And we should not be afraid of it. Kaya nga, sinasabi ko sa iba, pag inaaway kayo, may nangaaway sa'yo o binubuli ka, huwag ka nang magalit. If you know that we are all going to die, pag inaaway ka, huwag kang magalit. Tingnan mo lang yung taong nangaaway sa'yo and you smile at him. Okay? Pag inaaway ka, tingnan mo lang siya and you smile at him at sasabihin mo sa kanyang, mamamatay ka rin. Diba? Oh, katotohanan yan. So the more na inaaway ka, the more na titingnan mo talaga at ngumiti ka, the more you'll smile and say, you're going to die. We are all going to die. None of this matters anymore. Alam mo, pag nasa punto ka na, mamamatay ka na, you know, yung mga pinagkakaabalahan mo sa mundo, yung mga worries mo, inaway ako, itong sinabi sa akin, wala na yan. Wala nang kwenta yan. When you're already going to come to the end of your life. Amen? Sabi ng iba, hindi kailangan. Bishop, kumain ka ng mabuti, wag lang marami. You know, may daming nag-a-advise sa akin, you know, para maging healthy ka. Yeah, sabi ko, yeah. You can die sick, you can also die healthy, pero mamamatay ka pa rin. You can die old, gusto mong tumanda talaga, you can die old, and some people die young. Bata pa, namatay na. So death is part of our experience and we should not be afraid of it. Amen? Amen. And Good Friday is a reminder of that. Okay? Good Friday reminds us of death. Then Easter, we celebrated Easter Sunday. What is Easter Sunday about? It reminds us that yes, we will all die, but we are all given new life. Amen? May bagong buhay tayo. And it's a reality, it's the truth of our lives. Some people, they live the same way because they don't believe they have new life. Amen? Yung isang bata na naglalaro at madungis na, madumi na yung bata, pag sinabi mo sa batang yan, pakikuha nga ng bato na yan sa kanal, pupulutin ng bata yan. Because he's already dirty. No, what? Wala namang madadagdag o mabawawas sa kanya kung hahawak siya sa kanal. Pero pag pinaliguan mo na yung bata, nag-shampoo ka, sinabunan mo ng mabangong sabon, paglabas ng bata, gwapo-gwapo na, malinis na malinis, subukan yung utusan, pakihawak ng kanal, hindi nahahawak yan. Kasi malinis na siya. Okay? And it's the same thing with us. We don't believe that we have been given new life, bagong buhay natin. Kaya akala natin madumi pa rin tayo and we continue with the old life. We continued with the same patterns of life. That is the old life. Christ in His resurrection has given us new life. Okay? So the more you understand, the more you believe that, the more that new life will manifest. Okay? You will live accordingly. Now, last Sunday, we celebrated Ascension Sunday. Ano naman yung Ascension Sunday? What does it remind us? Well, Ascension Sunday reminds us when Jesus was taken up to heaven, He brought with Him our humanity. There are three persons in one God, but one of them is a human being. Amen? Tatlong persona sa iisang Diyos, the Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. This is the three persons in one God. One of them is human. Sino yun? Okay. It's the Lord Jesus. No? Jesus is the human God. And so, He came from heaven, divinity. He came down to us, took our humanity. He became human like you and me so that He can bring with Him our humanity into the Godhead. Kita mo ang galing ni Lord. And sabi din sa scripture, and He was raised from the dead and now He is seated above all principalities, all dominions, all the powers. Christ is seated above. Seated as a human being. That's why St. Paul said, you, all of us, are now seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. There are times in our life na ang feeling natin useless tayo. We feel na kulelat lang tayo sa buhay. Wala akong trabaho, wala masyada akong pera. And sometimes, you know, we think of ourselves, napakababa ng tingin natin sa sarili natin. But Christ is reminding us in His ascension, yeah, you may not have so much money, you may not have so much in this life, but as far as your life is concerned, you are positioned with Christ. Amen? Amen. Meron kaming classmate when I was in college, meron kaming kaklase. He comes from Mindanao and sometimes malayo yung lugar nila. Pagdating ng mga middle of the month, wala na siyang pera. Eh, yung classmate naman namin na yan from Mindanao, medyo nadidelay yung padala ng parents niya. So wala na siyang pera. He doesn't have money anymore. So nanghihiram na siya sa amin. Eh ako naman, when I was in college, I stayed with my family. So nandyan, kompleto, may baon, may allowance, may pagkain. So pagdating na doon sa medyo alanganin na yung friend ko, I will invite him. Doon na matulog sa bahay, doon na rin kumain. Then, I would loan him some money. Binibigyan ko siya ng pera. Before our graduation, he invited me. Sabi niya, punta ka rin sa amin. So sabi ko, sige, magpapaalam ako. So I went to Mindanao and went with him and visited his family. I did not know that he comes from a noble family. Kaya nagulat na lang ako pagdating namin sa Mindanao. Akala ko talaga mahirap tong kaibigan ko. You know, walang pera and everything. Kawawa. When we got there, they have servants and people in their place. Pag dumadaan siya, they bow to him. He was royalty in Mindanao. And he was my friend. I did not know. Ganun din tayo. It may be in our life here on earth, we have nothing. We don't have much people, much influence in this world. But know this, that in Christ Jesus, you are seated with Him in heavenly places, far above all principalities. That seat which we occupy with Christ is a position of authority. Amen? So it reminds us on Ascension Day. Now, what does Pentecost Sunday remind us? This is the Sunday after Ascension Sunday. Today we celebrate the descent, the coming down of the Holy Spirit upon us. And what does it remind us today? Well, it reminds us that yes, we are all going to die, but we have been given new life. And we are now raised up with Christ in heavenly places. Pentecost reminds us that we have been given a new spirit. This is what Pentecost is all about. That you and I, not only given new life, not only given a position, a great position in life, but we have been given a new spirit. Okay? Today also marks the birthday of the church. Maraming nagsasabi na ito yung birthday ng church. This is the time. Pentecost was the time that the church was birthed. Remember Adam, when God created Adam from the dust? Halin malang sa alikabok. Ginawa niya si Adam and formed His body, He became man. And God has to breathe on Him. That breath is the Holy Spirit. And Adam became alive. And so it is with the church. Our gospel today starts with that account in Easter where Jesus came to the apostles and breathe on them the Holy Spirit. So today we celebrate the birthday of the church. We celebrate the reality and the truth that we have been given a new spirit. Okay? So let's look at the gospel today. What is God trying to say to us? First thing that I would like us to get our attention to, remember the account nung si Jesus pumunta sa mga apostles niya, except for Thomas, absent si Thomas at the time. They were in one place. They locked the doors. Sinarado nila yung pinto because they were afraid of the authorities na baka hulihin sila. And so nilock nila yung pinto. They tried to hide inside, but Jesus just appeared before them. Walang pinto na sarado sa Diyos. Amen? He came to them. Okay? So, looking Locking the door reminds us of our life that sometimes we have ourselves locked in our own doors. Nakatago tayo. We hide in our fears. We hide in our insecurities. We hide inside ourselves, away from people, away from things, away from anything that can harm us. And sometimes we remain so locked inside. You know, may mga tao na ganyan. Ayaw talagang makipaghalubilo. Ayaw talagang makipag-usap sa ibang tao. They just want to be alone by themselves and lock themselves. And sometimes in locking yourself and being alone will cause you to fear some more. Mas dadagdag yung takot mo. I remember when I had the accident, nung nagkaroon ako ng aksidente sa motor. When I came home, nandun na ako sa kwarto. The family would say, come out, lumabas ka naman para maarawan ka. And some people, I don't want. And if I hear the sound of motorcycles coming around, natatakot ako. So I tried to close the windows, lock the doors, and eventually, hindi lang takot ako sa motor, takot na rin ako sa mga taong bumibisita. You know? So many insecurities came into me. Yan ang problema pag nagkukulong tayo. Ang iba naman sa atin, hindi naman nagkukulong sa kwarto, pero nakakulong sa puso. You live in a prison inside your heart and you push people who try to enter, who try to come. Yes, may mga tao talagang gustong pumasok sa buhay mo. And we're so afraid dahil nasaktan na tayo noon. Ayaw ko na magpapasok ng tao ulit. Okay? Nung namatayan ako ng aso, my beautiful dog in Antique. I had that dog since it was still a puppy. Lumaki siya, you know, very close to that dog. Then he died. The day he died, I was alone with him. Kaming dalawa lang, walang tao sa bahay. Ako pang naglibing sa kanya. You know, it was so traumatic for me. Etong sabi ko, ayaw ko nang may aso ulit. I will never, never raise up a dog again. Hindi na ako magkakaroon ng aso. And so after a few months, my family again says, you need to have a new dog. I said, no, no way. Because it was painful na mamatayan ng aso. Ayaw ko na magkaroon ng aso. And when I came to Calibo, pagdating ko dito sa Calibo, my family was left behind in Antique. So ako lang mag-isa. And people were telling me, get a dog, get a dog. No way, I'm not going to get a dog. Because a dog might die again and I will be hurt again. I don't want to be hurt again. So I'm not going to have any dog. Until the day they brought Troy to me. May dinalang puppy sa akin. Nung tinignan ko yung puppy, titingnan ko lang naman sana kung anong itsura niya. Pag hawak ko sa puppy, nag-embrace ka agad sa akin yung puppy. And that's my dog now. Now, if he dies, will I be hurt again? Yeah, probably. But you cannot push people away and lock yourself inside your heart. And Jesus, if you begin to understand the readings today, you'll see that Jesus can enter those doors. Kayang pasukin ni Lord yung mga saradong puso natin. Yung mga taong nakakulong sa sariling pag-iisip, sa sariling puso, Jesus can enter that anytime. Amen? And He can release us from that prison, I would call it. Now, when Jesus entered those locked doors, the first thing He said to His disciples gathered, ano unang sinabi niya? Shalom, peace. When you say shalom, it's not just the absence of problems, no? Kasi sa atin, kasi pag sinabi natin peace, walang problema. O, kumusta ka? Ay, nako, peaceful. Na-solve lahat ng problema. 1 week after, meron ka na namang bago. Hindi kasi nawawala ang problema sa buhay ng tao. But peace is not just the absence of problems. Peace means you have the fullness of God's blessing in your life. And so no matter how or how many, how big the problem is, it's irrelevant because I have the fullness of God's blessing in my life. I have God in my life. If God is for you, who can be against you? Amen? Nothing will come against you and overpower you if you have God on your side. So, the first thing Jesus gave to his disciples at the resurrection was peace. Amen? Wala pang Holy Spirit, Jesus already pronounced peace. So sabi nga nila, peace precedes the Spirit. That is the gift of Jesus at the resurrection. He proves it by showing his wounds. Pinakita niyo yung sugat niya, demonstrating that his peace is not an escape from reality, but a triumphant healing of our deepest scars. Lahat tayo may sugat. Kung hindi sa katawan, ang sugat ay nasa puso. You know? May mga sugat sa isip. I was listening to a podcast. Sabi niya, when you encounter people that are saying bad things against you, if people are trying to pull you down, it's because those people are wounded. May mga sakit niyan. May tama ang puso niyan. And when they speak bad against you, when they talk against you, it's not about you, it's about who they are. They are speaking from their wounds. Nagsasalita sila galing sa mga sugat nila. You know? There are people like that wherever you go. Even inside the church, we have people like that. There are people who feel insecure when someone rises above. Nai-insecure sila pag umaangat yung isang tao. That's why they pull them down because it is a threat to them. And some people will pull you down because you are a threat to them. They pull you down to keep themselves safe. Have you encountered people like that in your life? Pag umaangat ka, hinihila ka pababa. Bakit? Nai-insecure. They want to be safe and they pull you down. And they speak bad against you. They talk bad against you. Why? They're talking from their wounds. And the good news about that is that all of us meron dyan. We have this. But Jesus, His peace can heal those wounds. Very deep wounds in our lives, Jesus can heal them. And that's what He did to His apostles. They were hurt, they were afraid, they were so insecure, and Jesus came to them and pronounced His peace upon them. It brought healing to them. And it also brings healing to us today. Okay? Then the next thing, okay, when he said, peace be with you, then what did he do? He breathes on them. He blows on them. And sinabi niya, receive the Holy Spirit. Okay? Ito na. Wala pa tayo doon sa Pentecost, ha? Yung the Holy Spirit came down in form of tongues of fire with the sound of a rushing wind. Wala pa tayo. This is just the resurrection. And when Jesus resurrected, He spoke and breathed on His apostles. And sabi niya, receive the Holy Spirit. The breath that created life for Adam is the same breath that we have today. Okay? And this is very important we understand this. Now, tuwing Pentecost Sunday, we get caught up with the account of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came and people started speaking in tongues. Kaya for some people, Pentecost Sunday and Pentecost is all about speaking in tongues. Kaya pag walang speaking in tongues, walang Pentecost. It's all about speaking in tongues. It's all about the power of the Holy Spirit. It's all about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we focus on that. And I understand because we came from the charismatic stream. You know, naalala niyo yung charismatic days natin. Puro power, power, power. Tatanungin ko kayo ngayon, di ba? Kasi gusto natin ng power. What are the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Can you name them? Okay. Ang yabang ko, ano, kasi nandito sa akin eh. Wala yung mga Google nyo, no? Hindi nyo mabuksan. Okay. So let's just mention some of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gift of prophecy. Oh, yun. Talagang paborito natin yan, di ba? There was a time na napuno yung simbahan natin ng mga propeta. Ang dami, di ba? Father June, I prophesy. So marami nagpa-prophesy sa akin noon. Okay, sa simbahan ganun, no? You will be great in the kingdom of God, and then prophesy. Yeah, because that's part of the gift of the Holy Spirit. You're able to prophesy. What else? The gift of knowledge. The gift of wisdom. Oh, dami ng gifts na 'yan. The gifts of interpretation of tongues. Ah, meron pa palang gift yan. Yung isa naman, nagta-tongues, yung isa nag-i-interpret. Eh, pag sinabi ng isa, ora ba ba ang sabi mo, ganito, ganito. Wow, galing, di ba? Na-i-interpret ka agad. Those gifts are wonderful. Amen? The gifts of discernment of spirit. Wow, ito, maraming ganito rin. Alam mo, Bishop, may nakikita akong demonyito sa ulo mo habang nagmimisa ka. Someone said that to me. Habang nagmimisa daw ako, may demonyito daw sa ulo ko. Okay? So, nung after a few Sundays, I talked to this person. Sabi ko, meron pa bang demonyito sa ulo ko? Eh, medyo malamig yung ulo niya. Sabi niya, parang wala akong nakita. So, nung bati na kami, magkaayos na kami, sabi niya, may nakita akong angel katabi mo. Wow, grabe, no? So people, I really don't know if you can see them. Hindi ko alam. But people have those gifts. The discernment of spirits. They would see into the spiritual realm. Now, let me ask you this, to be honest. Do you love the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Would you want to have them? Yes, of course. Okay? And later on, magpe-pray ako, and I'm going to pray over you to stir up those gifts because those gifts have been given to us already. Okay, it's not something that the Holy Spirit will still give to us. We have been given the gifts already. Yun lang, tinatago, hindi ginagamit. Nakatago, nakadeposito. Okay, I love the gifts. I want to operate in the gifts. Many times in the ministry, I operated in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're wonderful. They're amazing. Pati ikaw magugulat ka. You know, one time I was in Cebu and patapos na yung misa, we're about to go home, and I saw a lady. One of the lady was there and nakikita ko talagang takot na takot siya. She was so afraid, and I approached her. And it just came out for me. Sabi ko, your dad and your mom will be okay. Don't be afraid. They're going to be fine. At umiyak na lang siya. And I did not know why I said that. After the mass, she went to me. Sabi niya, Bishop, how did you know na nasa hospital yung tatay at nanay ko? How did you know? I said, I did not know. Except that when I saw you, I realized it has a fear. You have a fear for your father and your mother. They're going to be okay. A week later, I was informed, lumabas na yung parents niya sa ospital. They're fine. You see, those gifts, they operate. Now, do I do that every day? No, not every day. He gives the gifts as He wills. Now, more than the gifts, more than the gifts, let us focus on the work of the Holy Spirit in our life. Peace is number one. Focus tayo. So many people, ang focus natin is always the betterment of ourselves. Sana gumanda ang negosyo ko. Sana gumanda ito. Gumanda ang trabaho ko. You know, yun ang focus natin. It's about success, my success. The Holy Spirit's focus in our life, and He works, that we may be able to do what God wants us to do. As long as we incline our lives to do what God wants us to do, we will have peace in our life. Amen? Now, hindi ko sinasabi wala ng problema, walang gugulo. Yeah, may magugulo sa'yo. But if you know you're doing what God wants you to do, in the midst of those obstacles, you will find God's peace within you. It's the first thing we have to realize, peace. The second thing that I would like to focus on, when Jesus breathed on His apostles, He breathed a new spiritual life into His church, into us, giving us the power to step out of hiding. You know, one of the things na nangyayari sa mundo ngayon, especially with our faith, we try to keep our faith private. Pinaprivatize na natin yung pananampalataya natin. That's why we don't talk so much about Jesus anymore. I remember when I first joined the army of the Lord, wherever I go, nasa lobby, nasa labas, people always talk about Jesus. We talk about Jesus most of the time. We do not keep our faith to ourselves. We share them. We speak. And some of us were mocked. Iba sa atin, pinagtatawanan. Some of us are shut down, you know. Some of you, tinakwil na ng mga kaibigan nyo. But you know what? We keep on talking about Jesus. And this is the problem of the church. Today, we talk of doctrines. We talk of theology. We talk of experiences. We talk of success. But we rarely mention Jesus in our conversation anymore. Why? Kasi sa pag si Jesus ang sinabi mo at kwento mo, you get into trouble. Now, we don't want trouble, so we keep religion private. You know, you go to a restaurant, pumunta ka sa restaurant, and you would find people there. You'd find Catholics there. But when they eat, they go like this. Pag bago kumain, ano yan? Makati yung dibdib mo? You know? Oh, kaunong kita. Motion. Oh, sa Jollibee, abi. Why? Private to eh. Akin lang, ako lang nakakaalam nito. Why can't we not sit down there and say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit? Well, people will look at you. So what? I can look at them. Bakit hindi nila pwede tingnan ako? Okay? Why can we not make a proclamation that I have been crucified with Christ? It's no longer I who lives, but Christ now lives in me. In my food, in my playing, in my sleeping, Christ is with me always. Why are we ashamed to proclaim that to the world? You see, when Jesus breathed His Spirit upon us, it gives us the boldness to keep our faith alive. You heard Bishop Ricardo say that many times. Keep the faith alive. Keep the faith alive. How do we keep the faith alive? Share it. At your own expense sometimes, you share the scripture. You share your faith. Uy, may sakit ka. Ba't ka gumaling? Napakaganda kasi ng antibiotic ko. Very great antibiotics. You don't say that. Ay, sakit ka. Ngayon, okay ka na. Naglalakad ko. Salamat sa Diyos. Alam mo, ako naniniwala talaga si Jesus nag-heal sa akin. And you talk about Him. Oh, Jesus, Jesus ka na naman. Yeah, sa totoo lang. Nagtatanong ka eh, bakit magaling na ako eh? So, sasabihin ko sa'yo. Si Jesus ang nagpagaling sa akin. Then you talk about Jesus. We don't do that. The boldness that comes. Yeah, we have the gifts. We have the wonderful gifts. Yeah. Prophecy, tongues. But more than the gifts, Christ is giving us His Spirit. Why? The Spirit is given to us so that we can cultivate the character of Jesus in us. Amen? That's most important. That's the most important thing for me. Not just the gifts, but the character of Christ. Amen? He breathed on them. Now, before He goes to heaven in the ascension, they already have the Holy Spirit. Jesus breathed on them. The character of God, the character of the Holy Spirit, the character of Christ is already built into them. But then Jesus said to them, "Do not go yet, because I'm going to send you into mission." Ayan. Again. The Holy Spirit is the principal agent of mission. Bakit nagmi-mission ang church? Yan ang trabaho ng Holy Spirit. That's why if the church does not go into mission, if you don't go and share Jesus, you are not being the church. Because the church is missional. When Jesus breathed on them the Holy Spirit, He said to them, "As the Father has sent me, so now I send you." Mission ka agad. Why is the Spirit given to you? So you can speak in tongues? Why is the Spirit given to you? So you can prophesy and be proud of your gift? Amen? Some Christians today, they just use their gifts to show themselves off. Papasakyat lang. Most important thing is when Jesus gave His Spirit, He breathed on them, He said to them, "You go now. You go. As the Father has sent me, I send you." Okay? That's why the presence of the Holy Spirit should prod you to go outward, not inward to yourself. Not to stay locked inside yourself. Nasaktan na kasi ako eh. Dito na lang ako. Napahuya, una ako abikato eh. Hindi una ako mahurunan. Iyan lang ako ah. Christ has given you His Spirit. Now you go out. How many of you have loved and you have been hurt? Love again. Go out and love again. How many of you trusted someone and you have been betrayed? Painful, di ba? Masakit, di ba? Oh. Eh, bakit nag-heal pang Holy Spirit if you will not be able to trust again? He heals you. He gives you new life, new hope. Then He says, go. Go and trust some more. You understand what I'm saying? You have been given a new spirit. What may be impossible for you, it's not going to be impossible by the Holy Spirit. May mga magulang, may mga parents that they would like to help their children and sometimes they say, "Bishop, wala na akong magawa. Wala akong magawa sa mga anak ko. Wala akong magawa." Yes, you can do something. God has placed His Spirit upon you. You go to your children. Don't just preach Christ to them. Show them Christ by your life. Naalala ko yung kwento ng isang tao na bumalik sa church after how many years of not going to church. One day, he was hospitalized, na-aksidente siya. And nobody wants to take care of him. Walang gustong mag-alaga sa kanya sa ospital. Walang gustong magbantay sa kanya sa ospital. Ang pinakakaaway niya, yung tatay niya, went to the hospital and took care of him for a month. Hindi siya iniwan ng tatay niya. After a month, sabi ng bata, "Why did you take care of me?" Sabi niya, "Di ba, you hate me and everything." And the father said, "I don't hate you. Now that I have embraced Christ in my life, I begin to understand that I love you so much. I cannot do anything more." Sabi niya, "Wala akong pera na maibigay sa'yo. I did not give you a good education. Wala akong pwedeng ibigay sa'yo." And sabi ng tatay, "The only thing I can give you is I can stand here beside you in your hospital bed and stay with you as long as I live." Umiyak yung tao na yun nung nalaman niyang ganyan siya kamahal ng tatay niya. And the Sunday after he went out of the hospital, sabi niya, "Tay, daha ako sa simbahan. Bring me to church." And the father brought him to church. You go out there. You go out. Yeah, you have been betrayed. You have been hurt. But Jesus says, go into mission. As the Father has sent me. Tanungin ko kayo, si Jesus nasaktan ba? Wala. Ha? Oh, may mga tao nagsasabi, "Eh, Jesus naman yan, hindi nasasaktan." Ay, nako, sobra yan. Anong akala nyo nung pinapako siya sa cross, nakatawa siya? He was not laughing, he was crying. It was painful. And the people leaving him behind, much more painful. But he endured that. Why? Because he was on mission. It's not about success. It's not about how I would feel. How would I look before the world? No. It's about doing what my Creator wants me to do. I was created by love. Gintuga kita at Ginoo, saan ang pagigugma katon? And because He created us out of His love for us, then He has a purpose for us. Our response to that is to live for the purpose of God. That's our response of love to God. You love me and created me. Now, I'm going to do what you want me to do because I love you too. Amen? Mahal din kita eh. Gagawin ko yung purpose ng buhay ko. Irregardless of the pain and what I'm going to go through in life, I will do it gladly. The gifts are wonderful. Amen? Amen? The gifts are wonderful. I love to have those gifts operate in my life. But more than the gifts, what is important is Christ's character coming out. That's still part of the work of the Holy Spirit. Not just to impart His gifts, but to shape our lives, to give us new life, to give us a new spirit, that we become more and more like Jesus in our life. He sends us on a mission. As Jesus was sent on a mission, sabi niya, kayo din. Magmi-mission din kayo. And we're going to go. Amen? Then Jesus said, "If you forgive men of their sins, they are forgiven." Wow. He brings us onto a mission. What kind of mission is He calling us to go to? It is a mission of mercy. The mission is to renew the life of people around you. By the grace of God. Forgiveness, sabi niya. If you forgive men of their sins, they are forgiven. This is not just about the priesthood. This is not just about the bishop proclaiming God's forgiveness. It's all about us. It's all about us going to the world, proclaiming Christ has died on the cross so that your sins can be forgiven. You are now forgiven. That's what the bishop says every Sunday. May nag-text sa akin, sabi niya, hindi ko naintindihan yung homily mo. I don't understand what you're talking about. But what really got me is pag uwi na, sabi mo daw, God loves you. Yun lang naintindihan. God has forgiven you of your sins. Sabi niya, I understand that. Sabi niya, every time I hear that, something rings inside me. Your homily, I don't understand. But the proclamation that God loves you, God has forgiven you of your sins, God is not angry at you. God will never leave you. God will never say, that's what we proclaim. Amen? That's why all of us needs to receive the forgiveness of God. We cannot forgive others unless we allow God to forgive us. Amen? Bato na ro pagpatawad it Diyos kay mo. Bukon nga ginabaton one time. Adlaw-adlaw taron ginabaton. Haman nga adlaw-adlaw gikita Father gabaton it pagpatawad it Diyos. Haman, hay adlaw-adlaw kita gakasaga. Bisan sayod mo o hindi, makasasaya kita, abo ta kitang saya kana. That's why every day, we call for His mercy. We call for His forgiveness by confessing our sins to Him. And every day, as you receive that, you proclaim that when you go out. Ngani, kung may magkakasala man kimo, ano atong obra? Ha? Ay, gapatawad man kita. Hay kung wa kita gabaton, it kapatawaran, hay malisod kita magpatawad. No? Malisod kita magpatawad man. So those are the things we would like to focus on this Pentecost. The gifts are wonderful. You can read about them in the Bible. Maybe some of you have those gifts, operating on those gifts. But more than the gifts, we should have the character of Christ within us. Building Christ in us. Sabi niya, you are filled with the Holy Spirit, now you keep in step with the Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit fills our lives with so much gift. But we need to have the character to follow Christ, to walk with Christ every day. Amen? Amen? Today, I'm not going to lay hands on you and pray for you so that the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy Spirit is already within you. At baptism, when you were baptized into Christ. And in your baptism, Christ breathed on you. Kaya dito sa St. Michael, pag nagbibinyag yung bishop, one of the things the bishop does is kinukuha ko yung ulo ng bata at I blow. Okay? I blow on the head of the child, signifying the Holy Spirit. All of us in baptism receive the Spirit. Eh, Bishop, wala kami nung Pentecost eh. Okay? Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, it happened once and the Spirit has been given to the church. Now, why would God give you something that He has already given? You don't give the Spirit all the time. No, we have the Spirit. All we need to do is stir up the gifts because the gifts are already there. Amen? The gifts are already there. We have to stir up the gifts. Nakatago lang yung mga gifts na yan eh. The character of Christ is already in you. We have to bring out that character. And today, I will lay hands on you. I will pray for you. Not for the Holy Spirit to come upon you, but for the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be stirred up. So that again in your life, you would walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. Can you all stand with me?